Matthew chapter number 12 and verse number 9. If you're there, say amen.
Amen.
The Word of God says this, Matthew chapter 12, verse number 9, "And he was departed thence, and he went into the synagogue, and behold, there was a man which had his hand withered. And they asked him, saying, Is it lawful to heal on the Sabbath days, that they might accuse him? And he said unto them, What man shall there be among you that shall have one sheep, and if it fall into a pit on the Sabbath day, will he not lay hold on it and lift it out? How much then is a man better than a sheep? Wherefore it is lawful to do well on the Sabbath days." Now notice this. "Then saith he to the man, Stretch forth thine hand. And he stretched it forth, and it was restored whole like as the other." Our thought this morning and continued over into tonight will come from verse number 13, where it says, "Stretch forth thine hand." There are several places, we'll only look at four, but there are several places where we find the outstretched hand. And if God will help me for just a little while tonight, I want to preach on that thought again, the outstretched hand. Let's pray. Please pray with me and for me. Father, in Jesus' name, Lord, we thank you, Lord, for the opportunity to be back in your house tonight. Lord, we thank you, God, for the privilege that it is to call upon your name in prayer. Now, Lord, I pray tonight, God, that you'd have your perfect will and way. I pray, Lord, for power and unction. God, I pray that the Holy Ghost would not only speak to me tonight, but Lord, please speak through me. And God, help me to do that which I am unable to do. Lord, I cannot do this alone. If I stand here alone, God, there'll be no preaching get done. But Lord, if you'll help me for a little while, oh God, I'll be the first to thank you and praise you, Lord. Please speak to hearts as only you can. Draw the sinner that's nigh its tail. Bring prodigals home. Lord, speak to our hearts in such a personal way, Lord. Help us with whatever it is that we may need from you tonight. God, I trust and believe, Lord, that you've appointed this time and this place, God, for your purpose. And I pray that your will be done. Please, Lord, unto that end, help us, and we'll thank you. In Jesus' name and for his sake, and all the Lord's people said, amen and amen. You may be seated. The outstretched hand. If you were here this morning, I let you know how the Bible lets us know all throughout the scriptures that there are many forms, many people, many places where we find the outstretched hand. My friend, it is here in verse number 13 that we find there's a man that has came to the Lord, and one of his hands is withered. In other words, there is a sickness, or in type, a problem with sin. And so we see that the Bible lets us know that this outstretched hand is a man outstretching his hand to God. And I begin to draw our attention to the fact that I understand that this is a sickness and a disease, but how we can make a type, it's a shadow, if you will, of sin in the life of a believer. How many of y'all know that, my friend, just because you're saved does not mean that you will stay in fellowship with the Lord. We believe, thank the Lord, that you cannot fall out of sonship. Can I get a witness? I mean, praise God for that. You will not fall out of sonship with the Lord, but you can mess up fellowship with the Lord. This is a type of a saved man who needs a touch from God, but God has ordained it. If you want the touch of God, in this instance, we find that the outstretched hand is for restoration. I begin to talk about my life and how the Lord spoke to me at 18, but it did not force me to get right with Him. He did not force me to repent of my sin. He did not force me to renew fellowship. That word restoration, it literally means this: to return what is lost or taken, to bring back, to recover, to cure, to renew, to repair, and to reestablish. In other words, this man's hand needed to go back to what it originally
originally was or what it was supposed to be. That's exactly what restoration is for. Restoration is not salvation. Can I get a witness? Restoration is when we renew fellowship between us and our Lord. And so in restoration, here's how that occurs. God can speak to a man. God can convict a man. How many of y'all have ever been there? How many of y'all's ever, I ain't bragging on sin, but how many of y'all's ever been a prodigal? Amen. Boy, I've been there. How many of y'all's ever left the Father's house where you had everything and went down to the far country where you'd spend all and have nothing? And one day, just like the prodigal, he came to himself. And there's a day that the Lord will turn the light on, but even then we have a choice to make. Even then we must extend an outstretched hand towards God and say, Lord, I'm sick, I'm full of sin, I'm full of self, but God, if you would take what little bit I've got, forgive me, wash me, and use me, I thank you. That's what happened to me. My friend, the restoration comes when man makes an attempt to restore fellowship with God. And so that's what we see here in our text. We find that the outstretched hand, and I'm skipping over a bunch of things, but the outstretched hand is for restoration. Now, look in Matthew chapter 14, look in verse 22. We're going somewhere tonight. Matthew chapter 14 and verse number 22. If you're there, say amen. The Bible said straightway Jesus constrained his disciples to get into a ship and go before him unto the other side while he sent the multitudes away. And when he had sent the multitudes away, he went up into a mountain apart to pray. And when the evening was come, he was there alone. But the ship was now in the midst of the sea, tossed with waves, for the wind was contrary. And in the fourth watch of the night, Jesus went unto them, walking on the sea. And when the disciples saw him walking on the sea, they were troubled, saying, it is a spirit, and they cried out for fear. But straightway Jesus spake unto them, saying, be of good cheer, it is I, be not afraid. And Peter answered him and said to the Lord, Lord, if it be thou, bid me come unto thee on the water. And he said, come. And when Peter was come down out of the ship, he walked on the water to go to Jesus. But when he saw the wind boisterous, he was afraid and began to sink. He cried, saying, Lord, save me. And immediately Jesus stretched forth his hand, my friend, and caught him and said unto him, O thou of little faith, wherefore didst thou doubt? So not only do we find the outstretched hand from man to God as a form of restoration, but here we find the outstretched hand of God towards man. Does everybody follow me? In Matthew chapter number 12, the withered hand man, that's a good name for him, amen. The withered hand man has to reach towards God and restore fellowship, to go back to its original condition, to go back where it's supposed to be, to be returned unto the former place. That hand had to be reached out to God for restoration. But here we find God reaches down his hand towards man for reclamation. What is reclamation? It means this: to recover or to rescue. Has anybody ever been serving God and the storms of life will get you so out of sorts and will attack you in such a way that before you know it, one minute you're walking on the waters. Anybody had those experiences? I don't mean physically, but spiritually. Feels like you're just on top of everything. You're walking on the water, but somewhere along the journey, the next thing you know, you're sinking and you have no options. You can't get yourself out of the storm. You can't calm the sea. You can't overcome the sea, and so you've got to cry out, Lord, save me. What do we find in this outstretched hand of reclamation? Well, we begin to look and we begin to see there's many things that we could talk about, but I'll just mention them quickly. First of all, this morning we've seen the reason for the outstretched hand of reclamation or rescue. I might just say rescue. The outstretched hand of rescue. My friend, first of all, what is the reason? Well, in verse 29, we find that Peter forgot what was said. Peter forgot what was said. What do you mean, preacher? Well, in verse number 29, the Lord Jesus says, Peter, time. In other words, he had a word from the Lord. He had a promise. God would not have told him to come if he was not able to come. Just like the Lord Jesus would not have told us that he'll never leave us nor forsake us if he wasn't going to leave us nor forsake us. Just like the Lord promised us eternal life and an eternal home. Just like God has promised us all throughout his word, he's given us a word. Why then? What is the reason that God has to outstretch his hand in our lives? Well, because we too forget about the promise. We forget about the word. And when you forget about the word, friend, the very next order of business is for you to begin to sink and fall and drown in the storms of this life. Jesus said, Peter, come. That means he could have came. But he forgot what was said. What's the reason that God has to reach his hand down and rescue us in reclamation? Because we too forget what was said. But then we see the reason behind this outstretched hand in times of sinking, in times of storm. Not only did he forget what was said, he focused on the wind. In verse number 30, the Bible said, but he saw when the wind was boisterous and he was afraid. I made it very clear this morning. Paul says in 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 7, for we walk by faith and not by sight. What was under attack in the life of Peter in this storm? It was his faith. That's why the Lord rebukes him and says, O thou of little faith. But my friend, why all of a sudden that was the faith of Peter so under attack? And why was his faith so diminished? Because he forgot about the word. And the word is the builder of your faith. The Bible said in Romans 10:17. So then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. My friend, that's why it's vital. I said it this morning. That's why I push and I promote and I preach. My friend, I stay on everybody. I'm trying to make sure you're at the house of God. Why? Because, Brother Tony, I know you've been accused over the years. Well, he just wants to control me. No, I don't want you to drown. Amen. He thinks he's my boss. No, I'm not your boss. I'm the leader among all of us. But my friend, I don't want to watch your family go under the seas of life and the storms and the trial. You need to be under the sound doctrine of the word of God so your faith can be increased. My friend, when you forget about the word, when life throws storms at you, you'll focus on the wind. When you forget about the word, you will focus on the wind. And the opposite of faith is fear. Amen. That's exactly what he started doing, fear. How many of y'all is looking at things in your life right now and it scared you plumb to death?
Yes, I am.
You know what you need a whole big load of? Faith.
Amen.
You know why you're here tonight? God, glory to God.
You know why you're here tonight? Not by accident, but God wants to build and increase your faith.
My friend, the Bible still says that without faith it's impossible to please God. We can't walk any other way but by faith. And the Bible said that faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. If you look around, it ain't faith. If you can see it, it ain't faith. If you can reach out and touch it, it ain't faith. My friend, Peter, see no way, but ain't you glad when there is no way that he'll make a way? I'm telling you, God has had to reach down that outstretched hand to rescue me more times than once. And most of the time, guess whose fault it is that I'm sinking? It's my fault, because I forgot his word. And when you forget his word, you'll focus on the wind. And when you focus on the wind or the storms or the things that bring contradiction and things that bring contrariness and the things that bring fear and anxiety into your life, the next thing you know, you're drowning in the seas of self. And Jesus has made a, glory to God, Jesus has made a way. And all you need is faith. But you can't have faith and forget about the word. Listen, I said I want you to be here for your faith to be increased. But did you know if this is all you get from the word of God, you're still going to have pretty weak faith. Amen. You need to take every single day and saturate yourself and soak yourself, oh my friend, in the word of God, that your faith may be increased, so when trouble does come, you don't sink. And when enemies do come, you don't sink. And when your mind begins to wander, you don't sink, because you've got more of the word in you than you do the wind in you. Does everybody follow me tonight?
Amen.
Talking about the outstretched hand. My friend, the Bible says this, Hebrews 2:1, therefore we ought to give the more earnest heed to things which we have heard, lest at any time we should let them slip. Notice he didn't fall. He didn't begin to sink because of anything he heard. He began to fall. He began to sink because of what he saw. You know where faith comes by? It does not come by the eye. It comes through the ear. You know what the Bible just let us know? The Hebrew writer, therefore, we ought to give the more earnest heed. In other words, you shouldn't just pay attention. You should pay attention, pay attention. Yeah. Does everybody follow me? Yeah. You shouldn't just listen. You should listen, listen. You shouldn't just hold on to. You should hold on to, bear hug, hold on to, bear hug, squeeze. Oh, I know I'm crazy, but ain't that right? Ain't that right? I'm talking about this Bible, friend. Listen, I make much of the Word of God because I believe you ought to make much of the Word of God, because in the beginning was the Word was with God, the Word was God. There is nothing or nobody that can do for you what the precious Word of God can do for you. And God, yes, He'll save you. Yes, there's an outstretched hand to rescue you. But what would it be like if every time trouble came that we could walk through trouble through and by faith? My friend, faith is not seen, it is sown. Faith's not seen, it's sown. And the sowing comes from the seed, the incorruptible seed of the Word of God. We see not only the reason for that outstretched hand of rescue, but then we see the reaction. Look at verse 31. Matthew 14:31. The Bible said, and what? Boy, ain't that just like him? Ain't that just like him? Look at the reaction of the outstretched hand. Again, in Matthew 12, the outstretched hand is man stretching out, reaching towards God for restoration. But in Matthew 14, it's the outstretched hand of God reaching out to rescue man. And when does He do it? 4 days late? No, right on time. Amen. My friend, some of y'all are waiting for God to reach down and pull you out of your sea, and you think He's late, but I've come to tell you, He's not 1 minute late, friend. He's right on time. Just as soon as you're fixing to go under, He'll reach down His mighty, somebody ought to help me, He'll reach down His mighty hand. He'll outstretch that hand one more time and rescue you up from the storms and the seas of self and sin and fear, my friend. Oh, He's never failed us one time. I say, bless the Lord. I believe Peter was fixing to sink, really sink. But Jesus reached down immediately when He called on him and He rescued him from the storm. How many of y'all was fixing to go off the deep end in your life? How'd you get here? Wasn't you. Why is it? I said this morning, why is it that I'm looking at a room full of people who were not supposed to be here today, but here you are? Why is it that I'm looking at people who was not supposed to make your way back at home from the far country, but you did? How did that happen? Why is it that I'm looking at people who had no chance of surviving that last storm or the current storm, but here you are surviving because there's an outstretched hand tonight? Praise the Lord for that outstretched hand. What made the difference in your life? The outstretched hand of God. May I say, it's for reclamation or restoring or rescuing. It's for restoration. My friend, it's been that outstretched hand that's reclaimed me, recovered me, and rescued me from the storms that most of the time I voluntarily begin to sink in because of my lack of focus, my lack of faith, and my overwhelming sense of fear. But may I say, I'm glad God's faithfulness to me ain't dictated by my faithfulness to Him. Somebody ought to bless His name that He's not faithful to me based upon my account of how faithful I am to Him. Listen, there's times that I put myself in that storm, but He was still faithful. I just reach out that outstretched hand and pull me from the very thing that I put myself into. Talk about the outstretched hand tonight. But then I want to see this. Let's go back to Matthew chapter 12. Thirdly, tonight. The first two was a review. This is something else I want you to see. Matthew 12, look in verse 46.
Matthew 12:46, if you're there, say amen. The Bible said, while he yet talked to the people, behold, his mother and his brethren stood without, desiring to speak with him. Then one said unto him, behold, thy mother and thy brethren stand without, desiring to speak with thee. But he answered and said unto him that told him, who is my mother and who are my brethren? And he stretched forth his hand toward his disciples and said, behold, my mother and my brethren. For whosoever shall do the will of my Father which is in heaven, the same is my brother and sister and mother. Not only do we find that the outstretched hand is for restoration when man is outreaching or stretching out towards God, and not only do we see that the outstretched hand is for reclamation or rescuing where God reaches down and outstretched the hand to man, but here we see that the outstretched hand is also used for recognition, for God to recognize and identify those who are in the family, if you will, of God. Here Jesus is dealing with many things, and he's caught up, he's busy, my friend, he's dealing with all kind of, you name it, he's dealing with it, with devils in chapter number 13 and in verse number 46. My friend, there's a man there, he's talking to the people and he says, hey, he said, ain't that your brother over there, and ain't those your disciples? They're wanting to speak with you. Why in the world are you leaving them stand over there without? And here's what he said. He said, behold, thy mother and thy brethren, they stand without, desiring to speak with thee. But he answered and said unto him that told him, who is my mother? In other words, he flipped it around. He said, all right, you're calling them my family. Who is my family? Tell me who they are. My friend, in verse number 49, the Bible said, and he, speaking of Christ, stretched forth his hand toward his disciples and said, behold, my mother, my brethren, for whosoever shall do the will of my Father which is in heaven, the same is my brother and sister and mother. May I say, I'm glad for the outstretched hand, my friend, of restoration. And I'm glad for the outstretched hand of reclamation or rescuing. But I'm certainly glad that God has an outstretched hand of recognition. That my friend, his hand has been placed not only on my life, but his hand's been placed in my life. I'm here to tell you something, friend. God don't just stretch his hand out over anybody, but he recognizes, these are my family, these are my brethren. When he stretches forth his hand, he identifies, they know me, but glory to God, I know them tonight. I'm here to tell you, it is by the outstretched hand of the Lord Jesus that he recognizes those whom he loves and holds dear and dear to his heart. It's the outstretched hand of Jesus that recognized his brethren. It's the outstretched hand of Jesus that claimed and confessed them as family. May I say, there's great evidence in my life that I know the Lord and that the Lord knows me because of his outstretched hand. Somebody ought to thank the Lord that his hand has been extended into your life. My friend, not only does the outstretched hand of God care for me. How many of y'all would say amen right there? Amen. Not only does the outstretched hand of God comfort me. Not only does the outstretched hand of God sometimes correct me. The Bible says this, but it also commends me. What do you mean? It means 1 Peter 5:6 said, humble yourselves therefore under the mighty hand of God that he may exalt you in due time. Can I say, my friend, I don't preach for a pat on the back. I don't preach for meetings. I don't preach for none of that. I preach because my bloodstained Redeemer called me and he's placed me and he's counted me into the ministry. And my friend, he's the one that's commended me. I remember being a 19-year-old preacher boy. My friend, all I had was zeal. Are you with me? Ain't nothing wrong with zeal, but you better have something to back that thing. All I had was zeal. I mean, I didn't know nothing. All I had was a heart full of preaching. Boy, over the years, and I sure ain't claiming to be nothing, nobody. But look where God done this. If you think I can do
to this, you've lost your mind. What's God done? He's exalted me. He's commended me. Why? Because I humbled myself under the mighty hand of God, my friend, that He may exalt you. Notice this, in due time. Not on our time, but on His time. He'll exalt you. How many of y'all are thankful for the outstretched hand of God that recognizes you? It recognizes you. Not only does it commend me and correct me and comfort me and care for me, but it claims me. That outstretched hand. How do you know, preacher? Well, the great prophet Isaiah said in Isaiah 49:16, "Behold, I have graven thee upon the palms of my hands." John 10:28-29, "And I give unto them eternal life, and they shall never perish, neither shall any man pluck them out of my hands." Verse 29, "My Father which gave them me is greater than all, and no man is able to pluck them out of my Father's hand." May I say, it's by the outstretched hand of God that I've been recognized by God. And God the Father, through the sacrifice of His only begotten Son, because of Jesus, my friend, when God extends His outstretched hand to me in my life, I'm recognized right now as a son of God because of His outstretched hand. I'm in His hand tonight. I wish to God somebody would act like that means something. I said, I'm in His hand. Yes. You're in. If you're saved, you're in His hand. Right. My name's in His hand, but I'm in His hand. Yeah. What do you mean? Well, He has recognized me as son, brother, kindred, family, because He has outstretched, He has reached out, extended that outreached hand on my life. How many of y'all can look over your life and all you see is the hand of God? Come on, somebody. That ought to make a dead Catholic shout right there. How many of y'all have seen God's hand evident in your life? You know what that means? Your family. Well, I hate to bring such bad news to you that you're in the hand of God and that you're family with the Creator of the universe, but don't be so sad. But my friend, if the outstretched hand of God is evident and it's present in your life, it means He's recognized you as one of His. Somebody ought to thank God, my friend, that we're held in the hand of Almighty God tonight. The outstretched hand of God. But then I want you to see this. Not only is the outstretched hand, excuse me, for restoration and reclamation and recognition, but then lastly, I'll spend a little bit more time right here. The outstretched hand is for redemption. Look at Matthew 27. Matthew 27. Look with me in verse 33. Matthew 27:33. If you're there, say amen. "When they were come into a place called Golgotha, that is to say, a place of a skull, they gave him vinegar to drink, mingled with gall, and when he had tasted thereof, he would not drink, and they crucified him and parted his garments, casting lots that it might be fulfilled, which was spoken by the prophet. They parted my garments among them, and upon my vesture they did cast lots." Or did they cast lots? "And sitting down, they watched him there and set up over his head his accusation written, 'This is Jesus, King of the Jews.' Then were there two thieves crucified with him, one on the right hand and the other on the left." It is here at Calvary or Golgotha that we find that the hands of our Savior were outstretched. There's one on the left hand, on the left side, the left hand's outstretched, and the right hand is outstretched. May I say, I am so thankful for the outstretched hand of restoration Don't ever misundermine that. Thank God for the outstretched hand of restoration. I'm thankful for the outstretched hand of reclamation or the times of rescue from the storms and the seas in my life. Praise the Lord for that. I'm thankful for the outstretched hand of recognition that I can look at my life and see God's hand in and on my life, and it means I'm one of His, and He's claimed me, and He covers me, and He comforts me. And boy, thank God for all that. But may I say, this is the greatest event where the Bible ever shows us the outstretched hands of God. When one hand is stretched to the left and one hand is stretched to the right, and there's a thief on the left and there's a thief on the right. Oh, but you better hear me this evening. There was more than just two thieves on the each side of those stretched hands that day. My friend, the sin of the entire world was hanging between those hands as the sin of all mankind was placed upon the Lord Jesus. Those outstretched hands held the entire weight of all mankind's sin. At the ends of the earth were placed on those outstretched hands. May I say, those who were accept Him are on one side of those hands, and those who would reject Him are on the other side of those hands. But isn't it amazing? There was an outstretched hand for the thief who would be remembered and who would believe. But there was also, glory to God, there was also an extended hand for the one that would reject Him. My friend, there's a whole world lost and going to hell, and there's a Savior still to this day with an outstretched hand, not just to those who would believe, but to those who would reject. Can I say this? The thief who sinned, those who would reject Him are on the one side of the outstretched hand of the cross. The thief who sinned was rewarded is on one hand. His sin was rewarded. What do you mean? Well, for the wages of sin is death. He got to die, not just naturally, but spiritually. But then we find the thief whose soul was remembered. We've got one thief whose soul was remembered, and we've got one thief whose sin was rewarded. We've got one thief whose soul was remembered. Or we can put it in today's terminology, in this dispensation, not at that particular time, but one soul, one thief whose soul was redeemed, and one thief whose sin was rewarded. I'm trying to make a picture that God stretched out His hands for those who would be redeemed and for those who would reject. Oh, my friend, Colossians said in Colossians 2, verse 13 and 14, "And you, being dead in your sins and the uncircumcision of your flesh, hath He quickened together with Him, having forgiven you all trespasses." Look here, blotting out the handwriting of ordinances that was against us, which was contrary to us, and took it out of the way. How? Nailing it to His own cross. Hey, glory to God for the outstretched hands of redemption this evening. Can I say, had God not stretched His hands out on a hill called Calvary, ain't none of us would be redeemed. I sure am glad for the outstretched hand of restoration. I'm glad for the outstretched hand of reclamation. I'm glad for the outstretched hand of recognition. But boy, we would all be hopeless and helpless had it not been for the outstretched hand of redemption.
That's right.
Can I say, at Calvary, the Lord Jesus Christ offered all of the entire world eternal redemption through and by His outstretched hands on that cross. My friend, one pointed to the east and one pointed to the west. Can I say, my friend, on this day, the outstretched hand of Christ reached both into the temporal. Follow me now. His hands were outstretched. One stretched into the temporal, which is the earthly, and one stretched into the eternal, which is the spiritual. Up, my friend, one wretched to the physical, one wretched to the spiritual, one wretched to the holy, one wretched to the unholy, one wretched to heaven, one wretched to hell. My friend, one, up, my friend, covered. The extending of hands covered sin for all men. The Bible said in Psalm 103, verse number 8, the Lord is merciful and gracious, slow to anger, and plenteous in mercy. He will not always chide, neither will He keep His anger forever. He hath not dealt with us after our sin, nor rewarded us according to our iniquities. For as the heaven is high above the earth, so great is His mercy toward them that fear Him. As far as the east is from the west, so far hath He removed our transgressions from us. My friend, the outstretched hands stretching from the east to the west showed the whole world He'll cover all sin all the way around. I'm telling you, thank God for the outstretched hand of redemption. And I say, had it not been for the outstretched hands of the Son of God reaching into both time and eternity to pay for our sin debt, there would be no redemption for our sinful soul.
That's right.
If He wouldn't have stretched His hand out on Calvary, you and I have no hope.
Right.
But because of those outstretched hands,
yes,
redemption is ours to obtain. I bless His name for an outstretched hand tonight. I say I bless His name for the outstretched hand. How many of y'all have had to ever reach up to Him for restoration? How many of y'all has ever been? The outstretched hand of restoration is for sin. The outstretched hand of reclamation or rescuing is for sinking. Would you agree? When you begin to sink and you need rescued, amen. My friend, that outstretched hand of recognition, my friend, it associates you. It brings you into the family. How do you know? How in the world does the world know that you are who you say you are? They see the outstretched hand of God in your life. There's things that happen to me, I can't explain it other than God. I'm telling you. People don't, but I think sometimes, Brother Tony, people think I lie or make stuff up, how God works things out, but He does it.
Sure does.
Why? Because His hand is stretched out in my life. Because I'm a son. Amen. Same thing happens to y'all, and you don't even realize it sometimes. God has His hand all in your life. Because you're a son or a daughter. But may I say, bless His name for the outstretched hands of redemption. Where He demonstrates and He displays before heaven, hell, and earth. All on one day. As far as you can go that way in sin, I've extended my hand. I wish somebody would get happy. As far as you can go that way in sin, I've extended my hand. And as far as you can go that way in sin, I've extended my hand. It don't matter how you turn the thing, you flip it upside down. There's an outstanding out, my friend, extended, stretched hand for each and every one of our soul, for each and every one of our sin, for each and every one of our storms. It's that outstretched hand of God that's made the difference in our lives. Why are you not sunk? The outstretched hand. Why don't you have to go to hell? The outstretched hands. How'd you make it through that storm? The outstretched hands. How'd you come back after being in the far country all them years? The outstretched hand. Does everybody see the importance of the outstretched hand? My friend, I bless His name. I can tell you, I can take you to a place in my life where this, each of these four things are evident. January the 9th, 2000, you know what I encountered? The outstretched hands of redemption.
Yep. Yeah.
When the Lord Jesus saved my soul. I can take you to a place of the outstretched hands of recognition. When I would question myself, anybody ever been there? Does God even know me? Y'all ever been there? Come on, somebody. Do I really know Him? Does He really know me? And what is it? It's that outstretched hand that puts the confirmation. You're one of mine. You see His hand evident in your life. That's how He identified those. He said, so who is my mother and my disciples? Them over talking, the Bible said, but when He stretched forth His hand, that's when they were recognized. I can tell you time after time after time after time, things that blow your mind, the storms of life, where I've seen that outstretched hand. And I was this close to going under, but someone pulled me up.
Amen.
Anybody, we was talking about it. You mentioned it before service. He had to reach way down. If we could really grasp how far down he had to reach, we would not be sitting here looking at the preacher like a calf staring at a new gate tonight. If you would really consider where God had to reach, how far down you really were. And I'll take just a few minutes here and we'll be done. I'm done preaching. 39 minutes. It's a record. But I'm looking at lives. Bobby and Jim, they should not be sitting here. Amen? My mom and dad shouldn't be together. Things would have went the course they were on. I'd see my dad when I see him. I'd see my mom when I see her. What had this all together? Our good deeds. I'm telling you, I'm about to
Amen.
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 With an outstretched hand.
Thank you.
Amen.
What world pulled you back in from being so far gone in the heart country? There's only one thing. My God. I think we're going to have her funeral on that body. I say that just to be saying it. Are you with me?
Yeah.
Really is. There's a point in time, and I believe maybe if something might change, we might have that have her funeral already.
Yeah.
You know, all it takes is just a little too much.
Yeah.
You don't ever wake up. Can I bear witness?
Yeah.
All it takes. All it takes is the wrong person that don't care about you or themselves. You say or do something they don't like, that take you out of here.
Yeah.
Leave you in a ditch on the side of the road.
Amen.
What brought you out of all that?
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Did I do something right here? Sorry. If I work out, I pressure these things so bad. This is a good example. And when he was over here, there was a hand outstretched on this side. He was way over yonder. There's a hand outstretched on that side.
Thank
you, Lord. You know what y'all see God do now?
Well,
amen. Same things. Now, there's a time he's going one way.
Amen.
He's going another way. But God said 2023. And God knew that these babies didn't make more time all together.
That's right.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
We need our family.
Yeah.
You with me? So Bob, when you talk about this morning, you say, I ain't gonna lie, but I was out to see any close friend. And it is.
Yeah, it is.
See, it's close. But while Bob's over here, there's an outstretched hand. While Jim's over here, there's an outstretched hand.
Oh, yeah.
From the east to the west, and he's got them glory.
Yeah.
He's got them both.
Yeah.
You know what he done? He brought them together. And now you know what you see? You see the outstretched hand one way. It's just in and on and over there.
Amen.
Isn't that good?
Amen.
How'd y'all come from? Where y'all were? I mean, y'all testimony, not mine. You talk about how horrible your life is headed. Spiritually speaking. Maybe this way. Now nothing. What is it, Brother Caleb? Anything you've done? You think he's done? You think mom done?
Yeah.
Why is it that he will never know some of the things you know?
That's right. Hey, man!
Why is that? Because you didn't have daddy. He turned on you there for you. He's in the same predicament. He's got daddy.
That's right.
Thank
you,
Lord.
Why is that? Yeah. Why is that? Can I go with
yeah.
Same situation, but different. The outcome is different.
Yeah.
One reason, obviously.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Thank you. Why in the world, after two and a half, however long it was, years, she's over here trying to lift the Lord.
Yeah.
You're madder than the devil at me. Wouldn't it be all me if I was burning alive?
You know what God wanted, or the devil wanted to do? Divide.
Yeah.
I'm going to tell you where your song was headed, and you say it yourself.
Yeah.
She thinks it's going one way, you think it's going another. Yeah. And you know who's going to suffer? Yeah. The bald-headed boy.
That's right.
And this little, brown-headed little girl. You know what? The world would have had, the devil would have had.
Yeah.
You go see daddy for a week or two, 3 days, and it's not complete. Because even with daddy, you still need mom.
That's right.
Or you go over here to mama for a day or two or a week. And when you're over here to mama, daddy's over here. And guess what? Even when you're with mama, it's all fine and well. Guess who you still need?
Right.
Man. Yeah. That's what the devil is taking you home, kind
of. Man.
There's one thing that brought your daddy back into it. Follow the back in the
fellowship. Yes, sir.
One thing.
Yeah, man.
Yes, sir.
And while he's reaching way out here, Sister Taylor, to the far country, he's still holding you close to that one.
Yes. Yes, sir.
While he's over here with that testing hand.
Yeah.
Convicted hand said, hey, wake up, you need to come home. Come on. He said, I didn't want to come to church. What was it? Why did you come? He said, oh Lord, the Lord had been dealing with it. And when I found out it was a rival, I knew I was in a bad shape. Then God's over here working and piercing his heart. He's inside of yours.
Amen.
Yes.
Thank you.
Yes, sir.
Outstretched hand.
Yes, sir.
Y'all with me? Y'all need the hand of God in more than one way.
Yeah.
And I say the hand of God can be beside you, your heart, right now, in times of sorrow, losing you, all that you're going through, and then issues in the home, wherever they may be. God can be piercing over here one minute.
Amen.
Yes. Isn't that amazing? His outstretched hands. I don't know if it's a storm. I mean, you need that hand of reclamation. I don't know if you're in sin and you need that hand, your hand, to be outstretched towards him for restoration. I don't know if you're in a place of confusion and dryness and does God even know me, but I would encourage you to look at your life and it won't take long. You'll see the outstretched hand so you can realize you're a
sinner.
Or maybe you're here tonight and you're a sinner and you're lost. Listen to me. Those hands at Calvary, listen to me. They stretch all the way to the left, all the way to the right. They stretch all the way to heaven, all the way to hell. They stretch to the righteous and the unrighteous. They stretch to the rich and the poor. They spread and stretch to the Father and to the followers. Are you listening? That means while there's one little wailing over here, a little boy that's being raised by mom and dad, but then there's scenarios where they're not being raised by mom and dad. God's got a hand for wailing.
Yeah.
God's got a hand for the fathers. God's got a hand for the orphan. God's got a hand for the spoiled rat. God's got a hand for the mother. God's got a hand for the ones you can't physically bear our own children. Y'all with me?
Yes.
The fruitful and the barren. God's got a hand for each and every circumstance of life.
That's right.
You in the far country? His hand is outstretched. But you got to stretch yours out for restoration. When you're in sin by choice, his hand's always there, but he is not going to force you out of victory. He's not going to reach down there and grab you up out of the mud and take you back to the palace. His hand is outstretched, but you've got to stretch out your hand for restoration.
Right.
That withered hand, he had to reach towards God and God made it whole. So we all need restoration. You need out of far country, you need sins. But you need fellowship to be restored and renewed. Some of y'all need that hand of rescue or that hand of reclamation. The storms and the tides of life are just about blinded you, and it's time for somebody to cry out, Lord, save me. You know what you'll find? That outstretched hand.
Yes.
Some of y'all need to realize your son. Look over your life, you know what you see? That outstretched hand. But some of y'all need to get saved.
Yeah.
Amen.
You know how you'll be saved? the outstretched hands of the cross.
Amen.
For God reached as far as the east is from the west, because that's how far He removed your sins from the east is from the west. I don't know the need, but I know this. Whatever your need is tonight, there's an outstretched hand.
Yeah.
Ain't that good?
Yeah.
Amen.
Yes, sir.
How's it when you was way out there young?
Amen.
Your daddy had his hand over here, the Lord had his hand over here on your daddy, helping him preach, and he's over here on you. Keeping you from dying out in the sin, dying out in the world, getting in a car accident, and keeping you out. Are you with me?
Amen.
He's over here patting him on, flagging the fire, and he's over here trying to pull him out of
it.
Right.
Once you got that, now with just that one hand of that permission, he's mine.
Yes.
I wish to God somebody just realized that there is an outstretched hand.
Amen. Thank you, Lord.
And it's over your
life.
Yes.
It's in your life. It's over your life.
Yeah.
Some of y'all need to invite that hand to give you.
Yes. Amen.
You're a dead man until that hand from Calvary reaches down in to the depths of your soul and saves you from an eternal place called hell.
Yeah.
Where are you tonight? It's a fair question, ain't it? Where are you tonight? Wherever you are, and I'm done, there is an outstretched hand. Let's all stand. Brother Chris, come. Father, we love you.